We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is making the people that listen to the podcast exclusive content part of the program.
They won.
I love our listeners. I love interacting with the people that listen to the podcast because there's two types of people that see me on the street. Well, three. One, people who call me Jalen. That happens all the time. Two, people who say they love watching the show. And three, my favorite group of people, people that say they love listening to the show. Those are the people that really know me, know us, and are part of the family. So we, as family members, want to hear from you. Call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show Friday, all voicemail pod exclusive. So let's listen to our first caller.
Hey, this is Blair Rose. Shout out Red, shout out Jalen, shout out Jacoby. I want to talk about the special order. Is it culture or is it regional? I say it's neither. I say you do special orders when you have a more of an exquisite taste. I tend to look more like a less tan and more red Jacoby. I special order everything if I'm at a restaurant. I'm paying for the whole experience, and I'm tipping well because that is Mando, and it's extra Mando when you're doing anything special, anything that you're requesting. Like Jalen said, you requested something, man, you got to add to that. So I'm going to say it's neither cultural or regional. It's exquisite taste, a distance.
Love this caller. Exquisite taste, medicinal. Just three words that just go together.
Absolutely. And here's the one thing that I love. First off, I can't wait till y'all see me on Celebrity Jeopardy. I crushed it.
Really? I was a little worried about you. When you said you went on Celebrity Jeopardy, I was a little worried about you because I saw your performance on Family Feud during the finals, and it didn't go great.
On Celebrity Family Feud, you were an A plus. I was like a B minus, C plus.
C minus.
Yeah, I was like a C plus. I give
myself
a C plus.
You got 73 points, and we needed 200, so I'm gonna give you a C minus.
That's fair. And so, a couple of things. Since it's all voicemail Friday, and we love the people so much, I'm literally sitting here taking notes when they call, and I appreciate when I was trying to write and scribble that I know I spelled exquisite wrong.
You can put my children in a cage over a shark tank and say spell exquisite, and I'd be like, I'll just say goodbye to them.
Hey, here's something I got for y'all. Do this experiment. Call 985-80-JALEN. There's so many people that want to be in business. So here's your challenge. Ask them, can they spell entrepreneur?
I can spell entrepreneur. E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-U-N-E-U-R. No, I can't do it. E-X-Q-U-I-S-I-T-E. Spelling ain't my thing. My kids just got eaten by sharks.
And so let me say a couple of things. The special orders, it is for those of us who feel special, and I love our caller's energy and wanting to have a good time and spreading love the Brooklyn way and all of that. But it's a little different when you look like me and you look at the menu, I promise. Like, you look at it like a jigsaw puzzle. You don't even look at it like a menu.
You look at it like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, like I'm about to put all of these things together and try to make one thing.
So I see you've got this over here and that over there, but let me just put that together.
Exactly.
You look at the menu like those are the elements they have in the kitchen. Correct. So how can I combine these?
Correct, exactly. So I still believe it's cultural. You know, we need more evidence to kind of sway, you know, that call. And of course, like you said, medicinal goes with exquisite and special. You know what I'm saying? And you do have great taste because you took time out of your day and of your life to support Jalen and Jacoby and call our program. We love and appreciate you.
Exquisite taste. And that this caller has exquisite taste in podcasts as well. And one thing that needs to be recognized and mentioned before we move on to the next caller, got a tip. you got a tip. If you're gonna start customizing menus, you're gonna start mixing and matching and jigsaw puzzling, like there's a cost associated with that that is not on the menu, just like the items that you ordered. You need to up that.
And also I got a restaurant etiquette thing. And it's something that number one is my personality and how I move just as a human being. But then it's another thing when I have other human beings with me. And then it's the third thing when I'm paying for everybody to eat. One thing I will make sure that I have to say out loud, not only should you tip well, but if you're the person that keeps making changes to your order, if you're the person that's trying to mix max stuff on the menu, you bet not be the person sitting at a table with a bad attitude. Oh, this water ain't even got enough ice in it. Oh, look, you know, they gave me this, you know, beverage. Look at this tequila. They barely put anything in it. Oh, can you take this back? I'm like, you know what? You need to be tipping independently if you're going to order like that.
We had a rec league basketball game and we won. And we were playing against people that were born this millennia. You know what I mean? Like we're playing against people that were born in the 2000s and we waxed them. But we went to the bar afterwards and there were seven of us and everyone went to the bar and we had a great time. And at the end, I got seven credit cards to get seven different things. Everybody owed $40. I tipped $40 because I know my guy Rob behind the bar. I looked over the shoulders of some of my teammates, Jalen Rose. $10 tips.
See what I mean?
So you know what I'd have to do? So I did a Jalen move. I had to throw some cash in at the end.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I had to make up for them. I had to, you know what?
No,
I didn't score many points on the court, but I got their rebound in the bar. You know
there
what
you
I mean?
Go. Drop
didn't
an extra 50, drop
on the
an
court.
Extra 100 for everybody. It's 70 of y'all. Y'all about to leave $50.
Yeah, what are we doing here? What are we even doing here?
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much for the call. Voicemail only Friday. Call 985-80. Jalen, be part of the show. Be part of the family. We'll put you on the show just like this.
What up, though? This is Don for the 702. Shout out, Red. Shout out the whole staff. First time caller, long time listener. I've been listening to you guys for 10 years now. I'm turning 30 this year by the end of the year. My question for you guys is, what did you do for your 30th birthday? And what is something you wish you would have known before you turned 30? I appreciate you guys putting on the game all the time and giving people whatever they want. Appreciate you guys. And admit this to no. Peace, love.
Well, a lot of people call and give the area code, and I have no idea where it is, and I have to Google it. But I know the 702. I know exactly where the
Vegas,
702
baby.
Is.
Vegas.
I know exactly where the 702 is. Big shout out to Dom. And a couple of things. Number one, if you think that me and Jalen remember what we did for our 30th birthday, then you are mistaken. You've been listening to the show for 10 years. I don't remember what happened last Thursday. Forget my 30th birthday. However, I will give you some advice. The Podfather told me this. He said, don't worry about money until you have kids or you are 35 years old. And I'm going to adjust that and say, when you're in your 20s, you can get low-paying jobs for experience. You can volunteer to get something on your resume. You can work for less than your value because you are a young man or a woman trying to make your way in the world and building your resume and building your experience and building your portfolio. But at 30, money matters.
Money
matters.
You know
what I mean? You turn that corner. Once you get to 3 in front of your age, you turn the corner, money matters. You need to start saving. You need to start opening up some saving accounts. You need to start investing in some index funds, being responsible, putting money away. You need life insurance. You need health insurance. Like 30 is when it's real, real. You're 29, it's not real, real yet. 30 is life insurance time, health insurance time, savings account time, automatic transfers into like some index funds, and someone who helps you manage your money. Because at 30 is when the money matters. That is my advice to you, Dom in Vegas.
That is such great advice. And so intelligent, so responsible. And also, it reminded me of one of my favorite quotes that I literally was trying to pull up. And it's a quote about basically how you should think about approaching life in different decades of it.
Mm.
And it basically, I'm trying to look it up. It's more like grind in your 20s, build in your 30s. It's some, it's a quote that I loved, and it wouldn't be a surprise that I don't remember a quote. I got many songs, lyrics, quotes, names, all types of things in my head, but I want to get it exactly right because I want to make sure that we represent for our caller. But I agree with you. And here's the other thing, and Jacoby alluded to this. Life changes when all your bills are in your name. There's so many people like, I'm grown. Nah, you ain't grown until all your bills are in your name. That day, you're grown. Would you say, Tuts?
I think you got the quote.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Tuss said he got the quote.
Here we go. No,
great,
no, it's
producing.
Not. But either way, there's levels to this. And in your 30s, it's important that you also start managing your time better. So in your 20s, you still got that, you know, early, I was, you know, a young professional, or I was young working, or I was young in college. I was still, you know, my light bill was still in my parents' name. My car insurance is still in my uncle's name. And I'm still, you know, flopping around at my friend's house every 2 weeks.
I remember being in your 20s and waking up on Saturday and someone said, what are you doing today? And being like, I don't know. You
correct.
Know what I mean? It's like, I would just like go to the park and like play basketball and figure it out from there. You know what I mean? Like, I know exactly what I'm doing every minute of my life until like next Tuesday, the week from Tuesday.
Correct. And that's the thing I want to stress is manage your time in your 30s, because people now have less patience for you. And here's what I mean. In your 20s, you can still kind of borrow money from your friends and family. In your 30s, not gonna be able to do it.
No.
You're gonna be able to count on one hand the number of people that give you money out of their pocket. You'll be able to count on one hand the number of people that do that, especially that don't expect to get paid back. So you gotta be ready to not only manage your time, but be ready for this other term. You got a multi-hyphen in your 30s. I know you wanted to chase this career or this opportunity that may or may not have happened yet. But while you're still working towards that, you got to be working to do other stuff until that goal happens. You got a multi-hyphen in your 30s. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much for the call, Dom in Vegas. Got some great advice from Uncle Jalen and Jacoby. Let's listen to our next caller that called 9580. Jalen left us a voicemail.
What up, though? Uncle Jalen, Uncle Jacoby. This is Trey out of Arkansas. I feel like I got a good question for y'all. So, I was browsing the internet. I was seeing some things about, you know, the most valuable championship. What individual has the most valuable championship in NBA history? You know, I thought about it. I had a couple options for y'all. Who do y'all think? Is it Dirk in Dallas? Is it, you know, LeBron in Cleveland? Maybe Shaq in Miami? Kobe without Shaq? Or, you know, you can even go back to Jerry West in 72. You know, I want to know what y'all really think. Who has the most valuable championship in NBA history? Appreciate y'all. Shout out to Reg the Ledge. Can't get on the show without that. So, yep, medicinal.
Big shout to Trey in Arkansas.
Big shout.
Couple of things. He put out a good list. And Dirk comes to mind. But there's another player, Mr. Rose, that I know you're familiar with that only people that have gray hairs on their heads will recognize. Dr. J with the New York Nets and the 76ers. Moses Malone was also a part of that, but I believe that Julius Erving championship was a true culmination and crowning achievement of his storied career.
That's a terrific answer, and I'm glad you acknowledged my initial childhood idol as somebody whose name starts with a J. Just the grace, the elegance, and the class that Dr. J highlighted on and off the floor. It was like a role model. He was always well-spoken, always well-dressed. He had the fly afro. All of the fellas wanted to be like him. All of the ladies wanted to get with him.
Ooh,
and then when he rocked the cradle,
geez. Jalen, I hate putting you on the spot with questions, but this is very important to me that connects us. Do you know where Dr. J played college basketball?
UMass.
That's right. Do you know what town in Massachusetts UMass is in? Amherst. Massachusetts. Amherst? That's fine. Amherst is what we call it, but that's fine. That is where I am from. Dr. J is a UMass Minuteman. David Jacoby was a mini Minuteman when I was a child performing at halftime at Curry Hicks Cage. Big shout to Dr. J. Big shout to this caller, Trey. It's a great question. I'm going to say Dirk and Dr. J would be my two answers. If you had to add another one.
I'll add range to the conversation and just some different options. The actual answer to this question is the true answer that's like drop mic is Magic as a Rookie.
Great point. Great point. They made a whole goddamn HBO series about this season. That's a good point.
That's the actual answer.
With Kareem not playing at the end of that series, that's a great point. Great point. I can't refute that. Just like anyone over 40 will tell you that there is no conversation between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. It is Michael Jordan 10 times out of 10.
Here's also what makes that unique. As we talk about the ages of players, Magic Johnson won the collegiate championship, entered the draft, then won the NBA championship and finals MVP.
There's a gentleman named Lou Alcindor who did something similar as well. And I'll have to look it up.
That right there is, that's just like greatness unhinged. I'll give you another one. Kawhi's only season in Toronto. He played there 1 year. They won the championship.
That's a good point. Yeah, you know what? Kawhi doesn't get mentioned enough for that one. Like we talk about individual championships. Dirk always comes to mind. But that Kawhi one was big.
And also, if you're talking about extra credit, that means the franchise has not done it before or since. See, at least for Magic, the Lakers had already done it before he arrived and has done it since he left. For the Mavs, they hadn't done it before Dirk and haven't done it after Dirk. Same with Kawhi. And what makes Kawhi's extra special, let me stress this again, it was his only season with the team.
That's a great point. The Bucks of 69-70 lost to the Knicks in the Eastern semifinals during Lou Alcindor's.
And I'm still looking for that quote. I'm going to find it. It ain't the one you sent me, Tuts.
Got you, dog. Tuts said it. Grinding your 20s, building your 30s, chilling your 40s.
No, it goes. It's better than that.
He said it's better than that. We got time for two more callers. Thank you so much for calling. Trey, Dom, and Larry Rose, I believe his name is. Call 9580 Jalen. We'll put you on the show just like this.
What up, yo? It's your boy B-Mac from Champaign, Illinois. Home of the Fighting Illini. Shout out Reds and Ledge. I got a quick regional or cultural for you, and it's jumping the fence. I coach baseball at a middle school, and we had some kids that had never jumped the fence before. Left my keys, and we had to jump the fence to get to the field, and they had never jumped the fence before that day and didn't know how to do it. I had to coach them through it.
But anyways, regional or cultural, jumping the fence. Keep getting them checks and no on medicinal. Yep.
Big shout to BMAC. Champagne campaign. I can't really call it whether it's cultural or regional. I can only speak from my own personal experience, but jumping the fence was a big part of my childhood. The short fence, there's two ways to jump a fence. The short fence, you can't have your feet touch it, right? That's when you're really talking about efficiency and speed and you're young and your hips can swivel. You got to put the hand on top, swing the feet over, yes. No foot contact on the fence.
Yes.
However, if the fence is high, then you have to climb up, swing your feet over the top. Be careful to not cut your hand or get your pants or shorts caught on the very top points where it goes in that little Y after the twist up top. So I'm going to say it's neither cultural or regional. It's universal. It might be even economical, to be honest with you.
Jeez, this is like valuable jewels that you drop. You drop in like...
Don't touch your feet on the fence. If it's if the fence is hip level or below, do not, no foot contact on the fence.
Wow. Swing the feet over. Dropping valuable jewels. I'll actually say this is regional. Because fences need to be available in order for this to actually happen. Mm. And one thing I learned about even a place like New York, it's not a traditional, the neighborhoods aren't necessarily traditional.
No fences. It's only in the PJs are there fences in New York.
Right.
And they got the low ones that you can just jump over easy.
Right. So in the Midwest, we don't have a lot, we didn't have as many projects as they do in a place like New York City. So therefore we have more neighborhoods, which led it to more fences, which led it to more backyards.
It's a good point. This is regional. It's a good point. There's more fences. Yes, this is regional.
This is definitely regional. Because, and then here's the other thing about being able to hit the fences. I'm not saying this because it's cute or cool or because I'm proud of it, but if you were doing mischievous things as a youngster, you knew which yards and which places you could run and which fences to hit. Like, mm-hmm. There's certain people that had dogs where you know you couldn't run that way and jump in the wrong yard or something, you get caught up. And then the other thing, if you getting chased, you know, maybe I'll do a couple of story times on things that we did to get chased. But absolutely, my answer to this is regional.
We played basketball at a place called Mill River growing up, and we would play all day. Late into the night, and there was a public pool there that would close when the sun went down. And we would finish playing basketball and jump in the pool. We would climb the fence and jump in the pool after basketball to cool off. And it's later at night, so there's no one driving into the parking lot. So when you see the headlines, it's probably the cops. Headlights come, we jump over the fence, homeboy of mine jumps over the fence, shorts get caught on top of the fence.
Ooh.
Police are coming, shorts get caught. He's naked. We run into the woods. He's got no shorts the whole rest of the night. We got time for one more caller. 95-80-JALEN.
Y'all got away.
95-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this. Shout out to Mill River.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Shout out Reginald the Legend. This is Jeff in the DFW. Just driving down the road, listening to the podcast. Day one listener here. And Jalen, you did it again, my friend. You said Paul George was a top 10 player in the NBA. A few weeks ago, you said Kyrie was a top 10 player. Man, at this point, I feel like you've got 25 players in your top 10. Jalen, I need to know. The people need to know. Who are your top 10 players in the NBA? Got to know it, man, because I feel like PG, Kyrie... I don't think they make the cut, but I'd like to hear your list. Make sure I'm not missing anything either. I have one other question for you guys. FaceTiming in public, is that cultural or is that regional? Thanks for taking my call, fellas. Keep up the good work. Keep getting them checks. I'll see you down the line.
I love Jeff. Do you know why I love Jeff? There's no question whether he's black, white, or other. That is a white man. that is a Caucasian man. You can just tell. You can tell. I guarantee, Jeff, if you call back and tell me you are not Caucasian, It's going to change everything I think I know about the human existence.
The one thing about this program, we're consistent. We ride for our people.
And Jeff is riding for us. Big shout to you for listening. Really appreciate you making the call. And Jeff, you listen to the pod, so you know. Accuracy in terms of math and lists, that's not what we do here on Jalen and Jacoby. Yeah, you're right. There are 35, 40 people in Jalen's top 10. That's just how it works.
And it's fluid, to be honest. Like, whoever was in it last year, I don't mean they're going to be in it this year. When I say PG and Kyrie, I'm guaranteeing that they're going to be two of the top 12 players in the league this year. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I'm saying. And that 8 through 12 spot is going to fluctuate based on health, how the team's playing.
Yep.
How Kyrie was given 27, like 5-5 last year. He had a 60-point game. He only played half of the season.
62 points in Charlotte, dog. 62 points. Right. 62 points in a game in one day.
His handle and layup package is incredible. You know how he about to be all season this year? Playing with Ben Simmons and KD? Like, he about to be incredible.
FaceTiming,
would you say about 62 all year?
FaceTiming in public, I want to discuss. If you are in public, I do not want to hear what is happening on your phone.
Agreed.
Get some headphones, get some AirPods.
I agree.
Don't want to hear your phone conversation. I don't want to hear your YouTube video. I don't want to hear your music. Like, when I'm on the train and someone's listening to their stuff loud, I just sit there and stare at them like, what do you think you're doing? Are you think you're the only person on this train right now?
Correct. That's rude. That's selfish. Like, that's, you know, selfish. What?
Jeff, I really need you to call back. And I need you to confirm your caucasity. Okay? I'm going to need caucasity confirmation.
Thank you,
Jeff,
for putting that in the atmosphere. And Jacoby, I found, not the quote, but I at least found what the
perfect
the
way
life,
to put a bow on this podcast, Jalen Rose. Perfect.
Absolutely. The life landing spots of what you should be doing at different decades of your life. In your 20s, start building up your savings plan. And if you haven't yet started a family or bought a home, it's important to make your disposable income work for you instead of wasting it on entertainment, brand names, and gimmicks. Like, I'm giving you some real game. In your 30s, by the time you reach your 30s, you should have some work expertise. Hopefully you've already received the benefit of promotions, which means that you will have more money. And rather than using that additional income to supplement your medium-term savings than to buy a bigger house or upgrade your car, it's important you start savings plan, because you're about to probably start a family in your 30s. In your 40s, during this decade, and I'm in my 40s, huh? I'm an old man, huh?
Not for long.
In your 40s, the main thing that it says that I want to tell you, start focusing on paying off your debts.
Yeah, man.
You know, whatever they are. Jacoby, you like that one, right? Jacoby liked that line. I looked at my brother. I saw a husband with three kids and a career and a condo. I saw you man, felt that, huh?
A mortgage, dog. You know, I put my signature like 45, 50 times on these different pieces of paper, and I now owe a lot of money to a bank. And they don't care if I got a job or if I got a raise or if I got a decrease in salary. Jalen Rose, appreciate you putting that bow on this conversation for Dom in Vegas. We will be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We are not done.